You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD, where I talk to everybody about anything and everything, a different guest and a different topic every week, right here on the All Talk Radio Network. Hello and welcome to You Talking to Me here on the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net. I'm your host, Big JD, and today I'm talking to Helen Wade. Helen has a home-based business, Helen's Memory Keeping, home-based business on scrapbooking, and she's also a consultant for over 8 years with Creative Memories. I'd like to welcome you to the show, Helen.
Thanks, JD. I'm happy to be here.
Great. First of all, let's start with finding out what got you interested in scrapbooking.
As a child, I had watched my grandmother clip articles from newspapers and magazines and put some of the photos, the old kind that we used to have in those old black pages, mm-hmm. in those albums that seemed to stick together, and she used glue, of course, so that they were permanent. She would write on them the date or the occasion, and sometimes in pen, and it would rub off. I developed a passion for photography and developing our family stories, for documenting them. I wanted to preserve our Irish, Scottish, and English heritage. Mm-hmm. These were precious memories for me, especially when my mother died when I was only 12 years old. It became very important then to...
Right. To savor all those memories.
That's right, exactly. Uh-huh.
And so those old scrapbooks at the time were photo albums, actually.
Yes, they were.
With the black pages, in a lot of cases, they had those little corners that you had to stick
on. That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. In fact, we've brought those back. We can have them again.
Oh, yeah?
But it's an option to use them now.
I like them. They look neat.
Yes, they do.
Even with, which we'll get into, the digital scrapbooking
yes.
of being able to put corners in your picture somehow.
That's
using
right.
the computer and so forth. But they're pretty neat. And I find now that when I look at some of the old family albums like that, those little corners are missing, or you turn a page and they fall off and the picture falls out.
That's right.
I'm sure you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So what it really intrigues you most about scrapbooking?
I would say the beauty and the flow of the many shapes and the coordinated extent of colors and the enhancements that mm-hmm. we can use in a scrapbook. We can make so many different varied papers and use different backgrounds, paper backgrounds, die
right.
cuts, stickers. You know, it can make a page come alive, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, there's so much that I see, especially in doing the research for this this show, that goes into scrapbooking, and you don't realize it. And I think back when I was a kid and we made scrapbooks with the old, like, construction paper books and things like that, and it looked like a kind of a thin press board type paper of some mm-hmm. kind or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know what I mean, but they were just glued stuff in them and...
That's right. Now we have all kinds of photo-safe papers and specialized glue and pens that will preserve our memories for 50 and more years. So
right.
we're happy to have those.
That's a really important question that I wanted to ask you, and I may as well ask it right now while you're kind of on that subject, and that's getting an old picture off of a page, those... The photo albums, I think they used to refer to them as a magnetic photo album.
Yes.
And they were kind of a sticky page.
Peel and stick.
And you peel the plastic.
That's right.
You put your picture in, put the plastic back down, and the picture is kind of stuck there.
That's correct.
Well, now when I go back and look at some of these albums that I made years and years and years ago, I can't take the picture off without, like, it actually ripping the picture.
We used
to
use dental floss for that, but we have a new tool now. It's called a multi-purpose tool that Creative Memories has invented, and it has a very thin wedge at one end, and you can just gradually peel them through, and there's not many photos you can't get off now.
Okay.
And we have another method that, if that doesn't work, pictures in those days were water-soluble. They were developed in water,
mm-hmm.
and so you can actually soak your page in warm water
wow.
and let it soak, sometimes overnight. And usually you'll find in the morning your picture's floating at the top. Of course, then you have to put them on like paper toweling or something to dry them out and get them flat again if they curl.
If it was a picture of you at the beach on the lake or something, you probably wouldn't even want the picture to dry after. It'd be more
that's
realistic
right.
with it wet. Well, that's... I would never have thought, you know, to soak the picture, but... I had heard of dental floss and didn't know if that's something that was still around or that anybody mm-hmm. would do, and I guess you'd just kind of slide it under there and just move it back and forth, but
right.
I think you'd take a chance again on ripping it, maybe.
You kind of put ridges in it, yes.
Right.
It's well, better yet, JD. Now we can use digital.
Right.
And we can scan our images in, and we don't have to worry about
that's
that.
That's right. We're definitely going to get into digital In the show for sure. But I think that's an important thing for a lot of listeners because everybody's got old photos, and there's got to be a large percentage of them that have photos in those old albums. So it's a good thing to know those little tips there to get your pictures off. Are you involved at all in other arts and crafts project besides scrapbooking? Is there anything else that, you know, because there's probably some related things, but I don't know if you, I just thought I would ask if you're interested in any other things, or do you do any other kind of arts and crafts things?
I used to. I did a lot of ceramics and decoupage and things like that, but then I got more and more into photography, mm-hmm. and I did some card making, things like that. But now that I've started my own personal scrapbooks, they've kind of taken over, and when I began my business, there wasn't time to do all the other things.
Right.
But I love scrapbooking, and that's what I've put my time into, and really it's an art form in itself.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's why I asked, because a lot of people that do one form of art are usually involved in some other form of art. And as well, I know that you were a school teacher, you were a music teacher,
that's
and
correct.
We're going to get into that as well, because the music comes into play when we get into the digital scrapbooking.
Yes, it does.
As far as teaching, Helen's memory keeping, let's discuss some of the aspects of teaching, maybe your background as a teacher we could get into, and as far as your memory keeping business and what you do with that and your classes that you hold and that kind of thing. How does that all work?
Well, I had a lot of experience as an elementary school teacher for 37 years, actually, and I had taught every grade and every subject for 7 different school boards.
Wow.
Yes. My special certificates were in primary junior education, music, and special education. I featured in gifted education. I made use of all these things through the years. And I think as you're teaching art in school, you're learning all these skills and you're working with kids, you're working with people. Mm-hmm. And they've certainly helped, to bring these skills into my business. And I taught in the high schools for 2 years as a supply after I retired. And I get a lot of high school age students that are interested, and sometimes even coming with their moms, or they'll bring their little sisters. And it's handy to be able to know what to do with those kids too, and give them
right.
something and mm-hmm. be able to work with them.
And generally, I would imagine, is it generally women and girls that do the scrapbooking usually, do you find? Or
the older women and girls, yes. A lot of young little boys will come. Mm-hmm. When I have kids' crops, especially in the March break, we'll get a lot of kids coming who are males, and they love it.
Yeah, I guess the young boys or kids would be into crafty things and
That's
art
right.
and that kind of thing. I know that was always fun in school.
All my grandkids, male and female, are all into it, and it's yeah. wonderful. But by the time they're about 12, the boys find other things they'd rather do.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about your musical training, maybe, and accomplishments.
All right. The love of learning, storytelling, and music was instilled in me from a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
Our family always played instruments. We always sang together. I learned piano, accordion, some guitar, and violin when I was very young. My granddaughter, I'm really happy to say, now plays my violin, and she's in a symphony orchestra. So
wow.
She plays a lot better than I ever did. I earned specialist certificates, as I said, in music from the Ministry of Education, and that was both in vocal and instrumental music, so that many of my degree courses at the university were in music as well. So this gave me the training not so much in being able to play as well, but in able to teach
right.
children, which was important for what I was doing. I did teach music in the Windsor Public Schools for 21 years, and taken many, many choirs to festivals. Sometimes we did 3 and 4 part. We used all kinds of instruments, taken them to Kiwanis and the Cleary performances we used to have down there. I've written music curriculum for grades 1 to 6, along with my team. And I was privileged to study ethnomusicology in 20 countries around the world.
Wow.
Yes. And that was something I'll always remember.
A lot of knowledge there, for sure.
Well, you have to keep up with everything. And I don't know, I have a real love of learning.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Also a love of teaching,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
So we're going to take a little break here, and then we'll come back and get into some of the terminology behind scrapbooking. We'll be back right after this break. Okay, we're back here with Helen Wade, Helen's memory keeping consultant, of course, with Creative Memories. We'll get into just what Creative Memories is. You're listening to You Talking to Me right here on the All Talk Radio Network. We were talking about music previously, and just quickly touch on, because we'll get into more of this later as far as digital scrapbooking, but how do you find your love of music and your knowledge of music, how does that play a role in digital scrapbooking now?
Thanks, JD. What I find is I have a new Mac computer, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And I love transferring my music from those old reel-to-reel tapes that we made so many of. And I use GarageBand, and I add them to my photos as background. They help tell the story. They help set the mood of any events, which I record now, movies or stills, mm-hmm. whichever. And then I love putting them on DVDs and sharing them with my grandchildren and friends.
It's a whole new ball game with the way that technology's gone as far as scrapbooking, because obviously there's slideshows and movies and things like that, and of course, obviously, you couldn't put in music into the old photo albums.
That's
really
correct,
unless you stuck a cassette tape in a pocket maybe of something you did, or who knows, that they'd have to play separately.
That's right.
What types then of scrapbooks did you make in the past, especially like even before? I know that you teach traditional scrapbooking now, which has still come a long way, I'm sure, from the old days. In the old days, mm-hmm. what was kind of involved there as far as scrapbooking? What types of books, and what did you do with the pictures? Because you didn't have those tools to cut them out in the proper shape, so you'd use scissors and cut your own circles and
That's
whatever.
Right.
So,
yes.
How did that work?
Well, I kind of graduated from that construction paper style that my grandmother used, because I found out that they were, you know, full of acids and were definitely not photo safe.
Right.
But I thought I was doing the right thing when I went to, you know, at that time, the new Peel and Stick albums that you were mentioning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And of course, you know, I thought they looked lovely and my family liked looking at them, but it wasn't long before they started fading. And I got very worried about that when I saw that, you know, my pictures that were still in the shoe boxes were nice and clear, and the ones under the plastic were badly faded.
So was it the plastic or is it the stuff they stuck on?
It's both. Okay. The glue and the PCV in the plastic.
Right.
That is very harmful. It's so acidic. And so I went on a search for acid-free, mm-hmm. you know, archival quality. And I did a lot of research, and in those days, of course, it was books, and there wasn't a lot available. But I did have a friend in California who said that she knew of a company called Creative Memories, mm-hmm. and that they were promoting brand new photo-safe materials, and that they were doing a lot of research in archival development.
Right.
So, of course, I went to visit her, and for years, from about 1987, I dragged products home and worked on a lot of my own albums. And this really, I think, gave me a love for doing it and gave me a background, because now they were going to be safe, mm-hmm. now that people could enjoy them for many years to come.
And Creative Memories now, that's basically the mother business that you run your home-based business through.
That is correct.
That's where you get your supplies, and that's where you probably get a lot of information. And was it also an educational process through them of all these new things as you were going? Or
it's a constant educational process. We have showcases, and we have conferences, and we have meetings once a month. And we get together and help each other a lot. It's something that we have books. There's several books on it for those who need it. We have idea books. We have all kinds of help. That mm-hmm. And I go as well to workshops and different classes that I find that aren't even related to Creative Memories but can be adapted and used with my scrapbooks.
Well, because I know just in doing the research, I didn't realize that scrapbooking was such a widely recognized art form, the whole thing about, I mean, the Creative Memories thing and all the different things that, especially switching over now to the digital thing, how big scrapbooking has grown.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's just huge.
When I started, nobody seemed to know what I was talking about when I mentioned scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. And unless people had done it with their grandmas, you know, or had experienced that way, they looked at me like, what do you mean? But they loved my album, so it was a good start.
Yeah, that's great. It certainly has come a long way. I'd like to just discuss a little bit of the terminology of scrapbooking. Now, I did ask you before the show, and maybe we could tell our listeners, is I've seen it occasionally referred to as scrapping.
Yes, that's kind of the colloquial term.
Right.
But yes, it's people
sounds
know what
more
we
like
mean.
The World Wide Wrestling Federation term or something.
That's why I prefer scrapbooking. It's a little more formal and people know what we're talking about. As teachers have their own terminology when describing aspects of curriculum, mm-hmm. so scrapbookers learn words that relate to our craft. We learn what archival quality, photo safe, photo preservation, cropping, and enhancing are. We make pop-ups, cutouts, tags, titles, kaleidoscopes. We know our product names, such as Power Palettes, Page Protectors, Deco Files, File Mates. You kind of learn your own language as you go. And now the latest is Power Palettes.
So, Power Palettes.
Power Palettes.
What's a Power Palette?
It's a pack that has all the paper, the stickers, all the sayings, and everything that you need to make a whole album, all coordinated. And you can do an album in an evening or two because Wow. You've got all the supplies right in front of you. They all match. They're color coordinated. And we have many different palettes to choose from. So if you're a person that likes a flamboyant orange, mm-hmm. You can have all your colors in that coordinate with that color. If you like something soft and romantic, we have those. We have ones for babies. We have ones for weddings.
So that your whole scrapbook is kind of related.
That's right.
As far as colors and
yes. Everything.
And that's sort of like a whole template package.
That's right.
Does that come with the book and everything?
Yes, it does. It has an idea book. In fact, I just found out that the newest one's coming out. They'll be available now, actually, at the end of this month, are for graduation and for travel. So we're getting new ones all the time.
Wow. That makes things so much easier.
Oh, absolutely.
Than having to do it
yes. On
your own. I do notice that just looking around your, would you call it a craft room or what do you call it?
It's my scrapbooking place.
Your scrapbooking place. There's a lot of scrapbooking stuff around.
It's where we have our classes and workshops.
Because we're right here at Helen's Memory Keeping. That's where we are. It's incredible to see all the things that I would pretty much not even associate with scrapbooking as I knew it, especially before doing research and talking to you a little bit before the show.
I'm glad I've educated you.
Things have really, yeah, you definitely have. And that's without taking a course yet.
That's right.
Now, traditional scrapbooking, is it, by looking around, it looks like that's still a large part of the way that things are done. Is digital taken over totally, taken over partially? Where does that fit in right now? Are you missing some things digitally that you could still do or like to do traditionally?
I wouldn't say missing it, except that you must keep in mind that there's a lot of people of my generation that don't use computers at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're still using...
Very important.
Yes. For the most part, yeah. They're still using film, usually 35 millimeter cameras that they've had for a long time and still mm-hmm. work beautifully. And the quality of 35 millimeter pictures, if you have a good camera, is very good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we've learned ways to crop and enhance and work with those pictures that, yes, you can do in digital scrapbooking. But a lot of these people are resistant to learn if they can do the same thing, you know, without having to get a computer. A lot of them want to do it that way. But then, of course, you have the younger ones that have gone totally digital. And they may not even want to do scrapbooks. They may want to do... using digital, we can enhance, we can crop, we can make the pictures look beautiful and blow them up to the size we want them so that we have what we call special albums for that. And they're called pickfolios.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are is very much like the old pocket albums we used to get. But instead, they have pockets that are totally acid-free. There's no PCVs in them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're buffered and so forth. And they have horizontal and vertical pockets with little spaces underneath where you can journal.
Okay,
little journaling
yeah.
boxes, mm-hmm. yes, that come with them. And I went to Australia and New Zealand and Singapore last year,
mm-hmm.
and I made 5 large pickfolio albums in 2 evenings. I got...
That's digital?
That's all digital.
Okay, and what you're doing is maybe they'll scan or they'll use your digital pictures and you'll crop and do the things you need to do and you'll print things out and put them in the
yes,
albums.
That's correct.
And then as far as the journaling, is that sometimes handwritten? Is it done on the computer and you cut out still? Or how does
you can
it?
Do either one. Lots okay. of people will do it on the computer. I prefer to do it by hand and use journaling cards.
Very interesting. And we're going to take a break right here and come back to more on digital scrapbooking with Helen Wade, Helen's Memory Keeping. I'm Big JD. This is you talking to me. Okay, we were talking about... digital scrapbooking, as far as digital and even in traditional, and I know we touched on this a little bit in the intro to the program, as far as scrapbooking, why people would want a scrapbook, and not only so much to make this nice looking book or whatever it is they're making on the computer, but also there's probably some other important reasons to scrapbook, and that's like the preservation of the photos and stuff. Maybe we can touch on that really quick too.
Sure. Basically, to preserve and record your memories for posterity. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a story to tell. And if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then your albums become a legacy for posterity, right?
Mm-hmm.
For future generations. Besides, it's fun. It's a getaway from life stress. Its social aspect is marvelous.
Right.
We have workshops that bring friends together weekly, and different groups have different interests sometimes, but everybody has a common interest in scrapbooking. Generations often scrap together, creating those family bonds. Like I have a lot of grandmothers and granddaughters, or sometimes three, mother, daughter, and granddaughter have come, and sometimes the grandsons.
I know a lot of family members that scrap together.
That's not quite what we mean, JD. It's a relaxing time. You know, you can reflect on different things. People tell stories to each other about mm-hmm. their life and things that happen. Everybody looks at everybody's scrapbook. They
great
love
social
it.
Aspect, and you get to show
Wonderful.
Off some of your trips and your pictures and things maybe to others.
That's right.
Yeah.
And people get ideas from each other. They learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great, great way.
And there's something
together.
Else that was really important that you mentioned to me during the break, and that was the fact digital scrapbooking to somehow maybe get some of those memories off your computer into another form. For what reason?
I believe that very definitely, because I'm sure all of you sometime or other have lost something from your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's photos, cherished photos.
That's right. Those are
it's very
memories that you can't get back.
That's right. And that always, always, always have a backup copy. At least make a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say make a copy. Have them. Depends, I guess, how much people treasure their memories, but
very important for sure. And I'm actually glad that you touched on that as far as the computer backup thing, because
yes.
if you lose those, then you're never going to have them.
That's
you know,
correct.
Even if they weren't put into a nice form, if you lost them, you don't have them at all to look at, even.
That's right. Those,
or to pass on.
That's right.
Now, as far as digital scrapbooking, what are some of the tools that you would need as far as digital scrapbooking? Obviously, a computer and some software is involved here.
That's correct. I would start with a good camera. You
mm-hmm.
want a camera that takes, you know, good pictures, enough pixels that you're going to get clarity. Certainly a good computer. I would add a printer and a scanner, and as you say, good photo software. I recommend Creative Memories Memory Manager. It's a program that allows you to crop, enhance, and print your photos, and it organizes them in a very good manner, especially for those who do like scrapbooking, because it will put them into themes, it mm-hmm. will put them into years. You can organize them in many, many different ways. And along with that software comes Storybook Manager, which allows you to make personalized hardcover books your way. They have templates in there that allow you to do it in themes, allow you to journal anything you want from titles to whole pages.
Mm-hmm.
You can manipulate your pictures so that you have whole page pictures. You can have little tiny ones. You can have like 3 or 4 in a page, different pages. And you tell your story your way, and then you upload them to Creative Memories, and they will send you back a lovely hardcover book. And for grandparents, it's a great way to have gifts for your grandchildren.
Great, yeah. And so as opposed to you gluing pictures or printing your own pages and having to slide them in or glue them or however they need to be put into some type of book, it's a ready-made mm-hmm. book.
That's
ready-made
right.
hardcover book.
We used to do it the
it's
way
great.
You say. This is so much easier.
Oh, yeah. Definitely sounds a lot easier.
Very
and
definitely.
I would imagine probably takes a lot less time. Just organize them quick and send them up and you're done, really.
That's right.
That's really good. Now, the software, is that PC and Mac software? Or?
At this point, they don't have a dual platform, but they're working on it. I had to get virtual PC in order to do mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think with an Intel chip, you need to get Boot Camp.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Or some other form that you can use.
Parallels Desktop will work for that.
I've
it's
heard
an
that.
Emulator like Virtual PC is for the PPC Macs.
Good.
And so
mm-hmm.
you use an emulator, you can put Windows on, and then you can run the software.
That's right.
Okay. Just so listeners know that if you are running a Macintosh, you will need to use Windows for the software. So that's Creative Memories, that it's their software.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's very reasonably priced. It's priced at $41, which, you know, as far as photo programs go, is very reasonable.
Sure, yeah. And that includes the storybook application to make the book. And
I might say at this time, too, that if people already have their own photo software, mm-hmm. that they can go to the Creative Memories website, creativememories.com, and you can download for free Storybook Maker. And this allows you to make your books.
Right.
And to still upload them to Creative Memories. You would need to call me and get my consultant number in order to get this software.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to, later in the show, give out all your contact information, because folks can contact you worldwide.
That's correct.
To order anything scrapbooking.
That's right.
Basically.
The products, basically.
Right.
Yes.
And anybody that's local in your area can certainly sign up for your classes and courses and whatnot.
That's correct.
We'll definitely talk more about that as well, because that's an important aspect of our discussion here today, Helen's memory keeping. Now, the digital tools as opposed to the traditional tools, which you did kind of, you mentioned a bunch of the tools. We didn't really get into them except for the palette thing. Was that what it was called, right? The power palette, right? The template type thing. But some of the tools that I had seen when I came in today, some of those round cutter.
Yes.
Thingamabobbers. What are they called?
Cropping tools.
Cropping tools. I should have known that. I know it in the digital realm, but the cropping tools. Okay. And I noticed that there's a group of these different size circles with a blade that kind of attaches to it there. And you just.
We actually have three different size blades. Mm-hmm. And then you can put them in the groove. And there's three different sizes there so that everyone will do 9 different patterns.
Okay.
Yes, and that you can get your sizes. You can make your picture cut with the smaller one. You could make 2 mats.
Right.
If you want to enhance that way.
Okay.
It's very versatile, and we have circles, we have ovals, we have many, many other shapes and sizes.
What about the squares and stuff? How do you cut?
We have a little personal trimmer.
Okay.
It's a little trimmer. It's like a baby paper cutter.
Oh, okay.
And we also have one that is kind of slides for the longer pages mm-hmm. if you want, if you're not doing photos, if you're doing paper.
Okay. Another one you mentioned was the self-healing rubber mat thing.
That's
that
right.
You cut on?
We have the mat to cut on so that your blades don't go into the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Self-healing, and it's a wonderful mat.
So your blade doesn't get caught in another cut in there and then take you and
that's right.
cut somebody's head off in the... It self-heals and then...
That's correct.
That's good. So some of the cropping tools there and templates, adhesives and things like that that you would use for traditional.
Yes, for traditional, definitely. Let's start with the albums, all right? Because we have very, very good albums.
Mm-hmm.
Ours are totally acid-free. They're buffered. They are pH monitored. And they're very strong. The edges are reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
They will lay flat. You can take them out of the book and change the pages around. They are lifetime guaranteed.
Wow.
We think they're wonderful. And we have many, many different styles, many different sizes, lots and lots of colors.
Mm-hmm.
They start from the big books, 12 by 15. Our most popular size is 12 by 12. But we have 8.5 by 11. We have 7 by 7. We have landscape sizes.
Okay.
And then in the Picfolios, we have 3 more different ones. So we've got lots and lots to choose from.
The whole area is covered as far as size is.
That's
for sure.
I think so.
Putting the pictures in, are there different size sleeves and things, or would you normally make a full size to whatever the book is and put that together into the book?
Yes.
And would you, do they get glued in still?
We use special adhesives,
mm-hmm.
okay, which Creative Memories has their ISO, and they what they can do is make everything 98% acid-free.
Right.
Which is the highest claim of any...
The ISO being a standard of...
That's right, the standard, yes. So our adhesives have to come up to that standard. And our glue pens, for instance, before they got that standard, were only 95%, and they pulled them off the market. And it's only recently that they've come back with a 98% glue stick. It's a glue pen, actually.
Right.
And our pens are Pigma pens. They're guaranteed for 25 years to not fade. And these pens last a long, long time. I've got some I've been using 8 years, and they still haven't run out. And there's many different, not only colors, lots and lots of colors, but different nibs. Some of them are fine. Some of them are what we call bold, so they'll do like calligraphy.
Right.
Some of them are round, so they can make titles.
Great.
And of course, we have letters that you can peel off. Mm-hmm. We have lots and lots and lots of stickers, books of stickers, and the sticker packs are, as you can see on the boards, there's many, many, many stickers you can choose from.
Stickers and pages and templates and tools and books and everything else that goes along with it. We have to take a break. We'll be back right after this. And I'm back with Helen Wade. I'm Big JD for You Talking to Me on the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net, streaming talk radio. We were discussing some of the different tools for scrapbooking. We want to finish that off with something we were talking about during the break that was pretty neat, and that's punches.
That's correct, JD.
Scrapping, punches, it still sounds like wrestling to me.
These punches are made of a kind of steel alloy. They actually work. Mm-hmm. We have punches that work very, very well, and they stay sharp for a very long time. And they come in various shapes. For instance, we have large ones and small ones that will make four different kinds of squares or rectangles or ovals or circles or...
And stars.
Stars, triangles.
And these are things that you would use colored paper, say, and
yes.
use that to decorate the...
That's right.
And again, you'd use your glue... The glue type sticks
yes,
there too.
Yes, you can okay. either use what we call photo splits, mm-hmm. or we have a runner, okay, a tape runner, or we have, as you say, the glue stick.
Could you punch these and put the glue on them and then glue them to a picture, or is that not a good idea?
I wouldn't, because we don't put enhancements directly on pictures
okay.
usually. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That underneath the picture is going to be fine, but you don't want anything to migrate into your picture.
Right. Or have you ever done it over the plastic? Put the pictures
yes.
down, put the plastic, the main cover that covers everything, and
yes.
then put things over top as well to make a layered...
You can do that, yes.
Okay.
In fact, quite often we'll use different kinds of letters,
mm-hmm.
and we will layer them.
Okay.
And you can put them under and over as well.
Oh, sure. You can put
the
same letters on top of another letter to
sure.
give a layer. And yeah,
sure.
neat. Very
kind
neat.
Of a
so many
3D
things you can
effect.
Do.
Oh, yeah. so many. Every page is different.
I see now that during this show, we can... not fully touch on everything scrapbooking. There's so much involved.
That's true.
It really is incredible. What I'd like to move on to now is sort of the last aspect here, and that's hybrid scrapbooking, which I believe is some traditional, some digital.
Basically,
is that how
yes.
that works?
Yes. I already touched, JD, on Picfolio albums,
mm-hmm.
which are basically designed for people who don't want to scrapbook, who don't
right.
want to take their photos and cut them. Most of these people use digital. They enhance, as I said before, their pictures. They make them to the size they want, usually 4x6, and then they can put them straight into the pockets of the Picfolio album.
Right.
So that they have very nice looking pictures without having to crop, without having to do anything.
And what about their journaling?
Scissors. You can make them on journaling cards. You can
okay.
make it on the computer. There's room under every picture to put down what it is.
Okay, so there's space for that. You
yes,
wouldn't have to enhance the picture on the computer and put the letters right on or anything, or you could do that if you wanted,
Some people do
sure.
that, yes.
Okay.
Especially for title pages. You know, that makes it very, very nice.
And so that's a form of hybrid.
That's one form,
mm-hmm.
yes. We also have little albums that come, they're a Picfolio style,
mm-hmm.
but they're made like for brag books
okay,
or
yeah.
For grandmas, you know, to give to carry around their grandkids,
mm-hmm.
I guess, or to give
sure.
to the kids with little things. The latest craze is faith booking.
Okay.
We have Christian and Jewish inspiration stickers
mm-hmm.
and special album kits and paper that we call perfect fit paper that fits in an album exactly so you
right.
don't have to cut.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you need to highlight your faith and your heritage, your hopes, your dreams in a book that you can pass down to generations to let them know, you know, your background, your traditions for your family.
And this one sort of you make the full page the way you want on the computer and then it goes into the book.
That's
and again, it's kind of a hybrid.
Yes, it is. You can do it either way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are doing it digitally mm-hmm. and a lot of people are still sticking with the traditional.
Okay, so there's quite a bit there as well if you want to mix it up a little bit. As
That's
far
right.
as both or save time and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So there certainly is a lot that we have covered. And what I'd like to do now for the actual the rest of the show here, I really want to get into Helen's memory keeping and also touch a little more on you being a consultant with Creative Memories. and how that fits in as well. But I want to talk about your classes, your workshops, and how that works, and what you do as far as, I know you had mentioned a consultation type class. How does it all work?
Well, basically what we do is we have get-togethers mm-hmm. for classes where we have people come. We can have a hostess and a coordinator who can bring people, and they can earn, you know, special prizes and supplies if they bring people. Oftentimes, I'll talk to people when I'm out and around, and I invite them to come. Mm-hmm. And many, many people do. I talk to retirees, retired teachers, people that are going to have time in particular to do this, or people with new moms, mm-hmm. Or people that just got married or going to get married, to do special theme books,
right.
Or maybe people that have gone on a trip and they want to do only one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily want a scrapbook forever,
right.
But they want to come and learn how to make that special book, mm-hmm. which may even be a gift for someone.
Sure.
So what I do is I invite them to a class.
Mm-hmm.
I don't charge them. It's a free class. Usually we try to stick to an hour, because if we go 2 hours, it kind of overwhelms them. There's a lot of information. And I basically give them the instructions on how to do it, all
right.
the basics. And then from there, they have the choice of picking supplies that they want. We have different workshop kits, different kits of different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you want to start playing golf, you
right.
might decide that you need the cart and the best clubs and everything. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to go for the big package.
Right.
And we have that big package, which is mm-hmm. around between the $400 and $500 mark. However, you can start very simply. You can start with a page, a little bit of maybe a tape runner
mm-hmm.
or photo splits, and a pen.
Right.
And you can start, you know, page by page, and it doesn't have to cost a lot at all. Basically, again, you could earn. People that decide that they don't want to spend a lot of money can earn products by bringing their friends.
Right.
That's how we conduct our classes.
So aside from your workshops and your classes and things that you do and you like to do, Helen's Memory Keeping, it's also, there's a business aspect involved as well, if you so desire, with Creative Memories.
That's correct,
mm-hmm.
yes. That people can become consultants,
mm-hmm.
Join our team, and do this for themselves. And that's another way to get product at a wholesale price.
Right.
To get it at cost. And so if they're going to do a lot of this, it makes sense to be able to do this and to invite their friends and be able to make a profit as well.
And as well, we probably should add, on behalf of the company Creative Memories, it's an opportunity as a business to earn money.
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
Yes. That's what business are supposed to do, I think.
Sure.
But I really focus on the teaching and learning,
mm-hmm.
that aspect and the business part seems to take care of itself. I also feature workshops. In fact, it's one of the things we do mostly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 times a week we have workshops. I charge $1 an hour for a workshop, and that, I always say, it covers my coffee and my toilet paper. And that way, I'm not left in the lurch. But people come and they visit, they make these scrapbooks together, and as I said before, they share them, they share ideas. It's something like the old quilting bees.
Mm-hmm.
When
sure.
people used to get together, I can remember my grandmother coming to the quilting bees, and people laughing and having so much fun. And when I hear the people here, it brings back those kind of memories.
Yeah, you're truly an instructor, a teacher. I you know, obviously can see that it's great fun for you.
Absolutely.
That's probably, you know, as you mentioned, the main thing for you. How can people get in touch with you? Locally, they could sign up for a class. Worldwide, they could order from you if
That's
they so
correct.
Desire. How can they get in touch with you directly?
Probably the easiest way is through my email.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is hwphotomemories,
mm-hmm.
fancy that, at simpatico.ca. So hwphotomemories, just like it sounds, at simpatico.ca. Or you can call me, 519-978-2611.
And as far as some more information, maybe on the internet, if somebody's kind of interested in seeing maybe a little more what scrapbooking is all about, they can visit Creative Memories, correct?
That's correct. We have a website that is creativememories.com. It will show you all the products. It will tell you a little bit about Creative Memories. For instance, our motto, preserving the past, enriching the present, inspiring hope for the future. This year is our 20th anniversary. And if people want to look in the magazine, the Empowering Women magazine. Mm-hmm. It's full. It's the February issue is totally on creative memories, and they're showing how all these things are bringing the past into the present and taking it into the future for future generations.
Great. So that's a wonderful thing. Scrapbooking with Helen Wade. Helen's Memory Keeping. Helen, a consultant with Creative Memories, so you can contact her for more information. Like I say, if you're local and want to get hooked up with a class with Helen, that's the way to do it. I'm Big JD. This has been You Talking to Me. I really appreciate you being on the program, Helen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JD.
You're welcome.
Your life, your story, your way.
We'll see you next week, folks.
You've been listening to You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD. A different topic, a different guest, every week, right here on the All Talk Radio Network. For more information, visit the website, www.youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number 2, me. youtalkingtome.ca.